Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League and all rugby league experience. Let's go through your Friday of football after a magnificent day yesterday, obviously, with the Roosters' performance, Sam Walker in particular. The game we saw, the massive upset for the Gold Coast Titans to get the win over New Zealand in New Zealand. And then obviously the Souths and Melbourne Storm game as well. Some quality football we saw yesterday. Here is your Seagulls and Eels preview. This one's going to be a very interesting game. Obviously the only game of your Friday. It is at Manly home. No one wants to play at Brookie on a Friday afternoon. It just spells for trouble. Obviously the Eels coming off some pretty poor form of late. Obviously a massive loss last week against the Dolphins. Obviously, some big ins, including Mike Sivo returning into this side. The debutant, Ethan Sanders, we'll talk about him in a second. Kel Mataulangi comes back onto the bench as well here for the Parramatta Reels. And then we also have Makahisi Makatoa coming into the frame too off the bench. We've loved him from last year. He's been one of our more underrated players that we've talked about on the potty. If you listen to the potty before, you'd know how much we like Makahisi Makatoa. I think he's going to be a great in for the Parramatta Reels side and some decent impact off the bench. Obviously, with a lot of ins, there are quite a few outs as well. Sean Russell has been dropped. Luke Morietti has been dropped. Dejan Arce has been dropped. And Blaze Talangi has been dropped out of the side as well. So plenty of changes for the Parramatta Reels going up against the Manly Seagulls. As for Manly here, not too many changes from last week. Matt Lodge goes to the bench and Josh Aloye comes back from suspension and he goes straight into the starting lineup. Aaron Woods coming out of the side. Other than that, as we've said, no changes from last week. Really excited to see how this game goes. Obviously, Tommy Turbo having a stellar performance last week and they've got a few stars in this side that can make things happen. The only thing that has concerned the Manly Seagulls this season has been their defense. And with the Parramatta Reels looking to play a big game here, obviously, obviously coming off a massive loss, you'd think that they come out and play their hearts out in this one. The Parramatta Reels, a really strong attacking play. We've seen from them last week, obviously through Gutho, creating a lot of opportunities out there at the back. Dylan Brown's been quite good of late as well, other than last week. And then Ethan Sanders, I've got a lot of raps on him. He was in the under-19 New South Wales Blues side. I'm very excited to see how he goes in this game. He signed, I believe, with the Canberra Raiders for next year, but he is a guy that definitely impressed in that New South Wales under-19 game. In fact, he was probably one of the men of the match. He was unbelievable. Him, Ethan Strange, and obviously Ethan Ferguson, all the Ethans having big games in that one. So very excited to see how he goes there in the number 6 jersey. I think the forward battle is going to be massive in this one. Taniela Paseka in some pretty dangerous form at the moment, going up against Regan Campbell-Gillard. Josh Alaye going up against Junior Paulo as well. Think it is going to be a very tough game through the middle. Both of these forward packs start the game very, very well. Joey Lussick going up against Lockie Croker as well. Lussick probably having one of the poorer games that he's had this season. Obviously, last week, obviously gets a bit of a spell, so you're going to see a little bit more of him, I think, Joey Lussick, at his best. Yes, he will get probably a 20 to 30-minute spell, but I think you're going to get more energy out of him, obviously not being buggered 20 minutes into the game like he was last week in those 30-degree conditions at 8 o'clock at night. It was absolutely ridiculous. Obviously, Bryce Cartwright has been dropped as well. It's something that we didn't mention. Sean Lane and Ryan Madison are in the starting back row. Candice Amato goes in the starting side. Obviously, been coming off the bench through the middle and doing a pretty decent job, but he does a lot of good work on the edges as well. Whether that be on the right or left side, he's very, very good in the back row. I think he'll have a great game, Ryan Madison. Now, in terms of how I think this game is going to go, in the same game, a multi-feature in Crossbet, I've got the Manly Seagulls to get the job done here. I think at home, at Brookie, on a Friday night, they are going to be lethal, especially if it is a dry track, preying on the weather here against the Parramatta Reels. Even though they're going to be fighting for this win, Parramatta, after a shocking loss last week, I think the Manly Seagulls, they do get the job done. I think they start to tighten up their defense because that is the one thing holding them back from being a top eight side. So Manly, they get the job done over the Parramatta Reels. I'm going to be a bit cheeky. I'm going to be a bit cheeky on your Friday night because there is only one game. I'm picking three try scorers. Now, obviously, we're picking Hamole Olakau'atu because he loves scoring tries there on the edge and he's in our try scorer bingo. Now, obviously, Joseph Manu got in last night, which means you only need two more of the try scorers to get over the line in order to win the bet. Now, he won last week, obviously, with our main man, Xavier Coates, Xavier Savage, and a few other guys in that try scorer multi to go over. He ended up winning last week. Joseph Manu's already gone over. We just need the big Mole and another player to go over in order for you to win. We've got Xavier Coates, we've got Jack Bostock, we've got Renato Militalo in this try scorer multi as well. You only need three out of the five to get up and you win. So make sure if you haven't already, I think it's still available to chuck on. So make sure if you haven't, go ahead and chuck that multi on. Otherwise, you are going to miss out. Don't miss out because we do win these. These are so easy to win. One click under the BTFU hub, and you can put it straight on. So, Hamole Olakau'atu, he's in my try scorer bingo. He's also in my bet, my anytime takes. He's in there, Hamole Olakau'atu, to score anytime. I'm also going to pick another two. I'm going Will Pennicini. He has been electric for the Parramatta Reels. You obviously got to add a Parramatta Reel in there so we get one from each team. So, Will Pennicini, he's going to score a try in this one for me. And then Jason Saab. The lanky Lamborghini there on the right edge. I think that he scores a try for sure. Jason Saab. You put all those guys together. Saab, Pennicini, Hamole Olakau'atu with the Seagulls to get the job done over the Parramatta Reels. It is paying $19. You're only going to get that value in one place. It is on Crossbet. If you haven't yet, download the Crossbet app. If you're going to have a punt with anyone, do it with Crossbet. Gamble responsibly. Set a deposit limit. That's full time. See you in the next one.